Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome to episode 9, 5 supplements I swear by. I want to show you what I do each and every day to help with healthy aging, recovery, and just feeling great. All right, let's head in. Okay, so I spent a lot of years in the supplement industry as a supplement health technician and as a rep. And so here's what I know to be true, and maybe some of you guys can relate to this. You could spend a family farm on supplements. Every supplement that came in, every flyer that came in, every rep that came in, it was the latest and greatest thing to save your body, save your life, to manage your hormones or whatever it happens to be. And so I was guilty of being one of those people who would like walk past her husband with the garbage bag full of supplements every month until I finally got wise. And through my own testing and testing with a few beautiful individuals, doctors and specialists along the way, I found what suits my body. But what seems to be the seam that ties everybody together are what I call my five biggies. And these are ones that I do every single day, and I want to share them with you. So the first thing is magnesium. And so magnesium is crucial for all sorts of body functions. And it really is the pathway between the nerves and the cells, but also with healthy organs, healthy aging, proper digestion, assimilation. It helps with aches and pains, all sorts of things. So this is bisglycinate. And they say, especially for Canadians, I'm not sure why, but more so Canadians, we need at least 500 milligrams a day. So I take 2 to 3 of these a day, separated out. Magnesium is my go-to. It's also a relaxer, guys. So it will help you sleep. I recommend you spread it out throughout the day, so because if you take it all at night, it also helps to relax the inners, if you know what I mean. So it can help if you're constipated as well, which is really great. And it's gentle for kids to use as a laxative. But be careful, check with your doctor about the amounts. But also if you take it all at once before going to bed, well, you know, you'll wake up ready to go. Let's put it that way. But magnesium throughout the day is key, guys. I take at least twice a day, sometimes 3. So I'm getting anywhere from 400 to 600 milligrams. Second one I take is ester C, vitamin C. Ester C is just the non-acidic form, it's buffered. And I take anywhere from 1,000 up. Now, again, you have to build yourself up to it. If you take 1,000 right away, or 2,000 or 3,000, I know some people taking 10,000, they've built up. It takes time. And so if you go from none to a bunch, you're also going to get that flushing in the body. So just build yourself up. I'm usually 1,000 to 2,000 a day. It's a great inexpensive healer, and it helps with every aspect of the body. Third one I use, of course, is vitamin D, guys. Vitamin D is crucial for everybody, especially those living in the northern hemispheres. We don't get the sun. So remember your geography, okay? Let's go back to your geography lesson. Here's the planet. In the winter, in the summertime, it tilts like this. So the northern hemisphere is getting more direct sun. In the wintertime, it goes back on its axis. So the northern climates get less. And so we need it throughout the year. The equator people keep getting the same amount, right? I would recommend everybody to supplement. You can't get enough from your sunshine. And so I'm anywhere from 3 to 4,000 international units. That's how it's sold. I use. And again, check with your doctor, naturopath, homeopath. Make sure you get one that is that doesn't build up in the body, because that can be something as well. So there's a lot of different choices. So I'm not promoting any company here, by the way. These are just the ones that I use. I don't get any kickback. These are just my, I use Sisu for a lot of my stuff. I use a lot of different companies. This is just my experience in the health supplement industry. So 1,000 I use. I take 3 to 4 a day every day. It also helps with building immune system. And it helps with back pain. They don't quite know why, but for some reason, it helps with back pain, which is what I have. Number four and five are what we need in our soils, zinc and selenium. Okay. So zinc anywhere from 30 to 60 milligrams and selenium anywhere from 100 to 200 IUs, international units is how it's weighed. So our soils are depleted. They see a lot of high cancer rates in areas where the soil is depleted or a lot of commercial farming. And of course, our fruits and vegetables, they get the nutrients from the soil, right? So a lot of our fruits and veggies are also void in the minerals because that's where they get it from there, and sunshine and water, of course. But when you put these in the body, and I take one of each a day, so I take 30 and I take 100 every day, I truly feel when I don't, I feel lackluster, I feel tired. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to take my minerals. So I take my minerals every single day. So those are the big five that I recommend for every client I work with. After that, you're free to, find your own way, see what works for you. There's so many different things. There's omegas, there's cod liver oil. I do like cod liver oil. I take that as well for the A and D. It's not so much for the omegas, but for the A and D content. I take sports supplements, which I'm going to talk about in another video. Okay, so that's a totally different video. These are just body health supplements, and the sports supplements that help with the training, I'll talk about that. But the key here is consistency. But here's the deal. I learned this a long time ago. If you're going away on vacation or if you miss them on a weekend, it's better. If you're every day, and you're in that obsessive compulsive way of thinking, I can't miss a day or it's not going to be healthy, you need to ease up. Because that OCD is not supporting, because the body actually likes when you take a break. And my practitioner, who's a little bit woo-woo, did some testing on me, muscle testing, and said, if you break it every 11 to 13 days for a couple of days, perfect. Because what happens is the body will absorb, and then it kind of gets lazy with absorbing. And then when you miss a few days, then when you bring them back, it's like, and it absorbs even more. So that's kind of the premise behind this way of doing things. And that's the way that I've supported and I've done it for years. So if I miss a weekend or if I go on vacation, I leave them at home because it does my body good just to have a little bit of a break. And then when you reintroduce them, the body goes, woo, thank you very much. I hope that helps, guys. Have a wonderful day and be well. Take care.